live from Liverpool, we need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
Well, hello. Isn't it good to hear your voice again? And I don't hear anyone's voices unless I'm going mad, of course. So that, you know, turn that around and make it into a compliment about yourself. There you go. You're very welcome. I do hope you're all well. It's the Sunday service again. Hooray! If you're new to the show, it means that you've probably found us through the Ghost Story guys, Brennan and Ian. So hello to you. Or as Canadians would say, hello, because you don't speak another language. Oh, no, you speak French sometimes. Some of you do, don't you? So, bonjour. I can speak a little bit of French. Are you ready? Je voudrais une Coca-Cola. C'est bien? C'est bien? No. C'est combien? I don't think I'm getting this right. I'm possibly being offensive, but I do hope that you're all well. I'm feeling a little bit under the weather today. Yeah, I'm not too sure why it is. It could be because I live my life on takeaways. And also last night, I've tried to stop drinking recently because I don't like wasting time off work being hungover. That's the only reason. I'm still going to get drunk when I've got some time off work, a good stretch of it, but when I've only got the weekend, I don't like just staying in bed, going, oh, what a night, and then wasting 2 days. So, not that you need to know any of that. But last night, me and Becca went for a drink. And for every alcoholic drink she had, I had a pint of Diet Coke. And she had about 7 drinks. I had about 3 litres of Diet Coke in about 3.5 hours. So, I don't know whether that aided it, but let me tell you, it's probably not good for you. I'm probably literally a walking diabetes, if that's a thing. That's the singular of diabetes. I am a diabetes. Anyway, this isn't scary in the slightest. You've come here for ghost stories. Of course you have. And you'll be glad to know that we have a plethora of ghost stories. Plethora, of course, being the word to mean many, many, many. Demons use the word legion, of course, as we all know. But enough of that twaddle. Should we get on with some ghost stories? Yes, I think we shall. And we're going to go right in with an email that we've had from Mr. Colin Miles. And his email is called More Sharon and Karen, which I think is mean more sharing and caring. Well done, Colin. And your email goes thus. Oh, hoo, 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 he says. And I like that. Hello, Kevin. Hello, Colin. I'm happy to share with you the tiny story of my sleep paralysis episode. Here goes. I was renting a room in Providence, Rhode Island, while looking for more permanent housing. I'd been staying in the room for about a week and a half when this occurred. I was sleeping on my stomach with my hands under my pillow, my head facing to the right, when I was woken by the feeling of the bed depressing behind my head. Then, as I lay there adjusting to being awake and wondering about that feeling, I felt the bed depress in front of me and the air starting to get tight and close, feeling next to my face like someone was leaning over me to see who I was. Well, that's bloody terrifying, isn't it? I must say as well, I'm doing this much later in the day on a Sunday. It's actually like early evening. It's pitch black outside because it's winter, as you all know. And yeah, so I'm probably going to get a bit more scared than I would in the normal episodes. And as I say, I'm feeling a bit under the weather, so feel sorry for me. But additionally, I'm probably going to get a bit freaked out here. So as Colin says, where was we up to before I rudely interrupted? So someone's leaning over to see who he was. That sounds terrifying, doesn't it? I realised at that moment, when I was wanting to recoil from whatever was looking at me, that I could not move. Somehow, instead of panicking, I started following my breath until I felt my body relax and start to move again. Then I let loose on that room a storm of cussing and rage, a quiet hissing swear-nami. That's a good word. I'm going to use that. And then in speech marks, he said, "You do not do that to people while they are sleeping," was the basic theme of my rage rant. About a week went by after this before the night when I realised I needed to grab a jacket before walking to our neighbourhood bar. I ran upstairs to the apartment, jogged down the hall and threw open the door to the room I was renting. That day, I had left the window wide open to let in the early fall air. Now, just as I turned on the light, I saw something in the window. It looked like there was a white something, like a large towel or sheet being pulled up and away from the open window. That's a great description. Well done. That's terrifying. All I can relate it to is the classic bedsheet cartoon ghost. I ran over to see nothing in the air above me and nothing in the yard, only a floor below. Honestly, I felt a little bad for yelling at someone just trying to see who their new roommate was. But fuck 'em. Don't fucking do that. Okay. I love the longer shows. I'm glad Paul is dead. He's put gone, but you know what he means. I'm glad you are nursing at the teat of success. Wow. Wow, aren't you Edwardian? Well done, sir. Keep it going. Keep up the great work, please. In fanship, Colin Miles. Why, thank you, Colin. So the last bit, where you say, I felt bad for yelling at someone just trying to see who their new roommate was. I don't 100% get that with the story, but the rest of the story is fantastic. And I will say, did I say this last week about the whole astral projection thing? I'm pretty sure I did. Or recently I have anyway. But I have experienced sleep paralysis. And I will say this, and I will say no more. I will, because it's a podcast. But I will say this. It is a terrifying experience if you've ever had it. Now, interestingly, I've also had the feeling of, you know, where you say, where is it where you say, I've just got your email up here. Where you say you feel the bed depressing back behind your head. I've not had that, but what I have had was sleeping in my old bunk beds where I experienced the astral projection. And I was lying on my back and I had my knees up, if you know what I mean. So like you've got your feet up by your bum and your knees are pointing in the air. And I was just had my eyes closed resting. And then I felt bed depress next to me, like someone was sitting near my knees. And I know you think, because I thought it too, if you're on the top bunk of a bunk bed, how'd you even do that unless you're like 43 feet tall, in which case you'd be crouching anyway. But I felt it was so vivid and it's so real that my knees actually then fell into that space, you know, as if it was a genuine physical phenomena, because why would my knees fall into it? So I felt the bed go and then my knees follow into the now formed divot, if that makes sense. So yes, Colin, I'm all about this sleep paralysis. And when I say all about it, I mean, I'm actually quite terrified about it, but that's a great description of... what I also experienced. I would be interested to know if you also receive like pins and needles all over, which is what I did when I started coming out of it. But yeah, what a story. So something was looking at you, so that's terrifying. You unleashed a swear-nami, which is an amazing word. And I'm not too sure about the sheep part, but if you've seen something white fly upwards out of your window, then that's terrifying. Unless it was a seagull who's a bit cheeky and got into Rob Sham Coca-Cola. Yeah, I'm not feeling completely normal today, if I'm being perfectly honest. I've took like some really heavy medication, so I may fall asleep halfway through this. And if I do, this will be one of the best episodes I've ever put out, will say a lot of my detractors. I don't know why I'm doing that voice all the time either. Hey-ho. So what have we been up to before we go into another ghost story? Well, it is Christmas, of course, isn't it? Coming up. Oh, you guys in America, you don't have it in Canada, do you? But Americans, you have your Thanksgiving coming up, don't you? Of course. Is that been? How very rude of me. I'm just going to pause this to find out when Thanksgiving is. And I'm back after a quick bit of research, and I can see that your Thanksgiving, America, is coming up on this Thursday coming. Is it the 28th? Apparently you have it on the 4th Thursday of November. So yeah, you're going to hear this before Thanksgiving. So a hearty, how do you say, like, happy? Oh, just happy Thanksgiving, is it? Is it like you do Merry Christmas, like Merry Thanksgiving? So a happy and a merry and a jolly Thanksgiving time to all you guys, when you all be thankful for what you've got in life. Is that what you do? I take it that way. Why don't we have that in England? I questioned this on the Patreon the other day. I was wondering, like, you know, that's a very good thing that you American guys do. And other countries, if you do it. And if you do, and I don't know about it, I'm sorry for being so ignorant. But we should do that in the UK. Say that, you know, I'm thankful for Brexit. We're not thankful for Brexit. I joke. It's an effing farce. Anyway, enough politics. Shall we get more ghost stories on the go? Yes, let's. So our next email literally is, it could not be any fresher off the presser. This has came in to the inbox literally 40 minutes ago. So much so, I am reading this out live. I've not pre-read this. It just so coincidentally has came through at this point, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to read this out right now, here and now, because this is service. This is what you call customer service. Yeah? Somebody sends an email and it's read out like that. Just click me fingers for those who are deaf. And if you're deaf, you're not listening to this, are you? And if you are, then I apologise for insulting you. Here we go. So this is called Demonic Ghost Kids, and it's from Liam Dooney. Hey Kev, how you doing? I'm not doing too good. Please refer to the start of the podcast. Thanks for always spooking me every time I'm going home. You're welcome, sir. By the way, has anyone ever told you, that in your intro, you sound like Mike from Red Letter Media? I don't know what that is, but we will find out in this show who the hell that is. Anyway, I have two short ghost experiences that I've had. The first one happened when I was 8. It was late at night and I was watching something on TV. The way the house was made it parallel to the bathroom. I imagine you mean the room there. Suddenly I heard little girls singing coming from the bathroom and turned and it was pure darkness. I wanted to turn and run into my grandma's room, but if I wanted to, I would have had to go past the black mist. Ooh. I just had to close my eyes and hope to God it didn't do anything. Yes, that's a very good thing to hope. I sincerely agree. I must have fell asleep during it, luckily. Okay. I told my grandma this and she said it was probably a drunk person going past the house, but I swear that it was indoor and it didn't explain the darkness. Okay. More puzzling than scary. I have a necklace that I keep in a drawer that I got from my christening. I never wear it and always keep it in the drawer. I went downstairs to make a coffee because I was binging Better Call Saul. I believe it's a good show. I do hope so, for your sake. I went into the kitchen, made the coffee, and opened the kitchen door to see the necklace on the middle of the hallway I just walked through. And I live alone. That is terrifying, to be fair. Thanks, Kev. Love the podcast. We'll email if anything else happens. Please do. Yours sincerely, LSD. Aye, aye. And then in brackets he says, those are my real initials, Liam Shane Dooney. Well, thank you, Mr. Dooney. That's a very, very scary couple of stories that you've got there. I do like that. I do like those indeed. It's interesting, isn't it, when you hear stories about items that have just appeared or there's a phrase for it or a word, I think it's called apported. Not teleported, apported. And anything that does just appear is known as an apport, as I'm sure a lot of us know. But it's interesting when you hear about things like that, isn't it? You know, I was never there. And then you think, oh, no, it was. It happens with car keys all the time, doesn't it? I think there's a good, scary ghost story that should be filmed. I'm going to write it if I can. And, you know, it'll just be full of those sorts of little weird events. Like you'll see a guy come in and put his keys down. Then he'll go off camera and then he'll come back and his keys won't be there, but he won't reference them. And only we, the viewer, will know they have gone. I think that's the future of horror films. What do you think? Let me know. On the subject of letting me know, actually, don't forget, send your stories in to this podcast. The email address is contact@talkaboutghosts.com. That's contact@talkaboutghosts.com. And I will read them out, for that's how the show works. You can also go to talkaboutghosts.com and there you'll see a load of little links there. You can click on episodes and notes and show notes and all that shabam. You can even support the show there if you wish. There's a way that you can contribute towards the show. You can click on some of the affiliate links, or of course you can join our Patreon via that website, or you can go to patreon.com/we-need-to-talk-about-ghosts. And just $5 a month will get you access to a weekly Patreon-only podcast, and we're starting to put videos up on there as well, which I'll go on about during the midpoint. Yes. Anyway, should we have a little interlude in proceedings? And I think we're going to hear from our good friend, Peter English III. Yeah, he sent over one of his stories from his podcast, Very, Very Posh Ghost Stories. Shall we have a listen? Hello, my name is Peter English III, host of the ghost podcast, Very, Very Posh Ghost Stories. And I'm here to tell you about Sir Timothy Winchester Smedley V, the Earl of Cheddarton. One day, he received a telegram from his aunt, Lady Wattwatt IX, asking for help to sell her mansion. Sir Timothy, a real estate mogul, decided to help her immediately and flagged down the nearest horse and cart. He couldn't help but notice how clean-shaven the driver was and wondered what implement he used to get such a fine shave. He said he was off to the mansion. The driver, in a very nice accent, for a peasant, said, I've just come from there, governor. Interesting, he thought. Off they trotted, and he finally made it to the mansion, where the butler answered. Madame is upstairs, he said. He slowly crept up to the bedroom. Sir Timothy tried the handle of the main bedroom and entered. There, laying in blood on her new Lisa mattress, was Aunt Lady Wattwatt IX. And in blood on the wall were the words, I cut her throat in one swipe, governor, with my new Harry's razor with personalized embroidered handle. Signed, The Driver.
Drive.
Well, I think at this stage in the game, we can safely assume it's only me drawing any sort of pleasure from those parodies. And yes, I'm not sponsored by any of those people, by the way, quite obviously. I just do it for a bit of giggles, shits and giggles. Yes, funny, eh? It's for me anyway. Oh my God, Kevin, find a better hobby. Anyway, should we have a midpoint? Yes, let's.
I am a big fan of the Ghost Adventures television show. I like paranormal programming. I like ghost hunting programming.
There you go. That was Mike from Red Letter Media. Do we think that sounds like live from Liverpool? I don't know, but I think it sounded like Brennan from the Ghost Story Guys there. I'm going to try and do a Brennan impression. Are you ready? Next up on the show, we've got... Nah, that was terrible. Terrible impression. Call that a day. But yeah, I don't think he sounds like me, the Mike fella. I mean, the fella who done the intro. Not me. I didn't do my own intro. God forbid. Now I got a professional in. Yeah, whatever. But yeah, that was Mike from Red Letter Media. He sounds like he likes the paranormal. Maybe he would like this show. Let's get in touch with him. Yes. Anyways, the midpoint. Hooray. I do hope, as I say, you're feeling much better than I am. Sorry if this is your first episode because I am feeling rough as and it must be coming across. You're probably going to leave a lot of bad reviews and I'm going to not do it anymore. I'm going to carry on, of course. We do have a Patreon to say hello to, which I'll be doing shortly via the medium of song. So if that was you, you know who you are. You're going to be having your name sung out. But I will say that this week has been a bumper week for the patrons in terms of I've literally just finished editing two videos of me and Becca messing around with a pendulum, trying to conjure the dead. So they're both on the Patreon now. And then we recorded the Patreon podcast special that we do each week. So if you want to become a Patreon, I would suggest doing so. Yes. $5 a month would make sure that you get each and every weekly Patreon episode podcast that you can download to you however you get your podcast. There's a way to do that. Also, as I say, we're going to start doing weekly videos for all Patreons. So this week's one is two videos of me and Becca messing around with a pendulum. You probably shouldn't mess around with divination tools, but we did and had a lot of fun. And by fun, I mean arguments. So you can go over there and watch me and Becca argue with each other. And then you can also listen to this week's Patreon episode where we discuss that pendulum activity. And yeah, it's dead good, I think. So go over to patreon.com/ we need to talk about ghosts. And this is a little snippet from this week's Patreon-only episode. We had a little session of asking us stupid questions because I don't know the answer. But it did say it was going to do something in the flat, didn't it?
Yeah, it did say that. Lied to you about other things.
But then it was unable to locate an Aldi receipt under some coasters, which, to be fair, it's a bit of a mundane task to ask the dead, isn't it? So maybe that's why. Maybe it was like, fuck off.
Hang on, I tried to get Neil still on the video. Who are we asking? I thought we were asking the thing itself. In that case, it's not.
No, that is obviously one of the dead. I mean, gems aren't alive, are they?
Well, then who are you asking?
The spirit that's controlling the gem. Cars aren't alive, are they? But if a car hit you, you'd know about it.
What are you... God, you have no logic.
So there you go. There's an example of me and Becca arguing. She is, of course, if you're new to the show, my partner and exceptionally staunch skeptic. So we do get into some arguments over there. So if you want to go to patreon.com/ we need to talk about ghosts, or go to talkaboutghosts.com and click support the show, just like this person did. And this person's name is Ali Reid. Oh, I forgot to mention, if you sign up to Patreon, I also sing your name out on the show. Yeah, that's fun, isn't it? So this is for Ali Reid. It goes like this. We have got a patron and her name is Ali Reid and she signed up to Team Poltergeist so she gets to watch me and Becca arguing. And this week we have got ourselves a pendulum and we messed her around, so we're probably gonna get possessed today. Oh yay! We will get possessed, oh yeah. I'm gonna stop that. But anyway, Ali Reid, thank you very much for signing up to Patreon. Be like Ali Reid, go and sign up, get your name sung. Patreon.com/ we need to talk about ghosts. And we're back. A lovely little midpoint there, I do believe. I want to really tell you something, but I can't tell you too much about it. But, however, obviously we've had some really big, massive things go on with the podcast lately. We've been on the Chris Jericho podcast. We'll be going back on that in the new year. That's surprising and excellent. Also, we'll be going on... We've done the podcast with the Ghost Story guys last week, which is airing sometime this week, I believe. So that was bloody brilliant because they're amazing gents. And we've got some exceptionally big news coming up in the new year. It's in its infancy at the moment. But let me just say there's a high likelihood, as talks are going well, that we will be having paranormal royalty on this show. And I mean, like, I can't believe it. But we'll be having, hopefully, fingers crossed, paranormal royalty. Yes. So that's something to look forward to, I do believe. Oh, also, it's coming up to Christmas and we're going to redo. Last year, we done our first ever pantomime on the show. Yes, which was fun. And we done a Christmas carol. So we'll be redoing a Christmas carol on the show as well, because that is always fun. I bring out my sound effects board and we see what happens with the random sound effects that are played. Sounds like bollocks to everyone else, but I have such a fun time doing it. I say so myself. We've got an amazing story. You know the way that I've started to try and do the show now, where I put a really terrifying story towards the end and leave us all absolutely shitting ourselves, for want of a better phrase. Then we've got a Crack 'em on coming up. So, yeah. But I will say again, another shout out for stories. If you've got a story like the ones that you heard at the start, or the one you're about to hear, which believe me is a good one, send it over to contact@talkaboutghosts.com. That's contact@talkaboutghosts.com. Again, if it's your first time listening to the show, I apologize. I've been a little bit out of the game. So, it's a little bit all over the place, this show. But in a nutshell, this is still 95% of what it's like. So, apart from I'm a little bit more energetic. So, shall we crack on with our final story of the evening? Yes, I think we shall. Now, I will say this. Yes, this show is very lighthearted, as we all know, but this story is amazing and terrifying. So, if you want to press pause on this, if you're like doing your commute and you think, you know what, I want something scary later to listen to, then pause it now and come back to it later when you're lying in bed. You'll thank me for it. And by thank me, I mean like you won't sleep. So maybe don't do that. But anyway, here it is. So, this email came in from one of our Patreons. Now, they want to remain anonymous, and I'm going to, of course, not do that. I joke, of course I am. I'm not an absolute bellend, but this is great. So I'll read the email out as it stands. Hey, Kevin, I'm going to go ahead and tell you my story thus far, even though it's ongoing, and I don't know just quite when and how it will end. I just ask it kept anonymous on the show, considering how personal this feels to be. It's very lengthy. Do with that what you wish. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do with it. We'll read it out in its entirety because it needs to be done. And of course, you will remain anonymous. Jeff. I'm joking, his name's not Jeff. My experience has started about 2 months ago. I was in my art studio working on a painting. I was minding my own business and in focus on my work when I felt a wave of energy hit me from my right side. It knocked my pipe over on the table at the same time. So I know it wasn't just in my mind. After this, my room filled up with this feeling. It felt thick and staticky. It felt like I had a gentle electrical current running through me. It didn't hurt, but felt so much easier to just sit or stand still than move around. It felt normal in other rooms, but when I put my hands up to the doorway of the studio, the air felt thicker. It was like an invisible wall. It could have been a coincidence, but also that night, the smell of death filled the room. The following 2 days, my cats brought up 2 young dead snakes from the basement. That alone was horrific enough to come across. You're not wrong. Bloody dead snakes, honest to God. This feeling continued for a week or so. Then things got a little stranger. While working in the room, I began to feel a static sticking to me from one side of my body. I also felt a pressure in my head and sinuses down to my chest. Usually the static was sticking onto the front of me. If I moved around, it fell off me, but soon reached me again. I could reach out my hand and feel a static moving around my room. That's bloody weird. That is too weird. I thought I was maybe losing my mind. So I asked my son to come into the room. I just asked him if he felt any different. He said it felt like something squeezing the sides of his head and it felt cold in front of me. He didn't know anything of how I'd felt. I didn't want to scare him. So he left to carry on with his TV watching. Something just fell in the room. Kevin shitting himself. Arrgh. Here we go. This feeling began to get stronger. It began to leave the studio with me and follow me throughout my house in the coming days and weeks. I'd had about enough of it. It drained me of my energy so quickly. During the time this all started a few weeks prior, I was dating someone. We had called it off but still remained in contact. I knew he hated being in my house. He said it felt draining. I know it was a mess often and my art was everywhere and I figured it had a heavy vibe in there. I didn't take it personally though. I figured he meant all those feelings figuratively though. I went ahead and asked him recently what exactly my house felt like. He said it felt like a static hovering above me. This is just getting intense now, especially the static thing over and over again. Right, I continue. Okay, so at this point, I knew it definitely wasn't just me. I wanted to know more about what was in my home, so I tried to make contact with it by talking to it. That sounds like a risky game, doesn't it? Bloody hell. I didn't have much luck, but the activity intensified if I gave it any attention. So I'd had about enough of the feeling in my art room, so I moved all of my work and supplies to my bedroom to work on things up there since I could no longer concentrate in my studio with this feeling. After a day of cleaning and organising my room and setting up an area, I noticed something. The feeling followed my art. It was now in my bedroom for good, it seemed. It felt like a big pressure change if you walked over by the supplies and paintings. The weight on the air on the body felt heavy. Well, fuck, he says. And I completely agree. F-U-C-K. Still by this point, I thought maybe I was still imagining things. It was all so strange, especially for someone who's so skeptical of this kind of stuff. I tried debunking things. I thought maybe I had an electrical problem, so I turned off the electricity to my house one night and walked around in the dark. I still felt it though. It was still strong. I could feel it still for hours without the electricity on. There's something unique about the feeling. It can be compact and dense with defined outlines, or it can grow and spread into entire rooms. It can split up into multiple spots that stay still or move around the house as they please. If I don't go near the corner of my room, it may take hours before the static makes its way downstairs to find me. Bloody hell, to find you? Oh my God. However, if I make physical contact with it near my closet, then it will come downstairs so much more easily and have greater intensity. In the mornings when I feel awake, I feel much better. Oh, sorry, when I awake, I feel much better. It's like it doesn't have anything to do while I'm sleeping, so it goes and stays with the art. By this time, I still didn't have anyone by my house, so I invited a friend over. She noticed it. I was so glad it wasn't me. She and I felt it in the same places and in the same ways. By now, I felt a little less crazy, but still maybe a little bit. A week later, we saw each other again. She came to my house after I'd been wrestling with the intensity of this all evening. We did not stay there long. In the direction we felt it, I felt the small muscles in my face began to twitch. I told her and she said her arm had been twitching too. We left to go to her apartment. This was the first time I didn't feel any better after leaving my house though. I stood in her kitchen and asked how she felt. I feel jumpy but I feel fine, she said. I don't feel any better, I said. She walked over to me and said it just felt like static all around me. It had fucking followed me. It was attached to me. I knew then for sure it wasn't in my head. I called a guy I dated who knew others who could help me with the house. He said he and a friend would come over that night to try and clear it. After they tried to clear the air in the house, it felt a little easier to breathe, but the feeling was still all around me. I sat in the area that used to be my art room. I texted a friend very late to ask if she could talk. She knew what I'd been dealing with, but I hadn't told her about that day I'd just had. This is when things got even weirder. 10 minutes, just to say, even weirder. This is getting brilliant, that's what I reckon. But, you know, this sounds horrible at the same time. 10 minutes later, she gets back to me. She said she would have done so sooner, but she saw my message. She received a phone call from a friend who I didn't know. My friend said this woman was quite intuitive and told my friend she was getting information that she felt she had to pass to my friend to pass to me. Mind you, this woman didn't know me apart from my friend mentioning my name and saying weird stuff had been happening in my home a couple of months prior. That was all that was discussed and the only time it was brought up. This woman, however, proceeded to tell my friend that I had to stop what I was doing, that there were three women I'd been working with to try and rid my house of the negative energy and it all has to stop and that it would only make it worse. Jesus. She said this is operating at a completely different level and must be taken seriously. Wow. She said it has shape-shifting qualities. She said she saw an image of a Native American elder medicine man or shaman who understood what was happening and that he could help me. I was in shock. There were full stops between those words. That's why I'd done that. I told my friend that I'd been feeling so crazy. She said, oh, I'm supposed to tell you that you aren't crazy, that this is really happening and you have to stop giving it attention. It's taking pleasure in your self-doubt. Imagine how it was to fall asleep, how I was to fall asleep that night knowing I had to share my bedroom with this. Yes, I kept the lights on. I don't blame you. I would have also kept a gun and an escape bag. Anyway, and so now it gets even stranger. How can it get stranger than this? But please do. The next morning, I got up for work. That morning, I still felt it with me, though. When I drive to work, I still felt it with me. When I walked into my office, I thought, oh my God, I hope no one notices. I felt miserable. I couldn't concentrate and just felt in a heavy weighted fog, like I was trying to function underwater. The feeling was so intense at my desk, it was with me, but mostly there. I got up to go sit by my co-worker to get a break. I asked my supervisor to go walk by my desk and come back and tell me if anything felt off. She came back saying when I got close to it, it felt like my ears were going to pop. It felt like my head was getting squeezed. About half an hour later, someone else came back from their lunch hour. I asked him to walk by my desk, and he came back looking quite horrified. He said it felt like a pressure pushing in his chest and harder to breathe. So, I'm not crazy. Finally. Not crazy. But I admit it, it's been tough on my mental health. It's made me question my sanity a lot. It have made others question my sanity too. It's made me question what existence is made up of and the influence things have on us that we don't see. So here I am today. It was attached to me from Thursday night until Sunday afternoon. I find if I stop paying attention to it, then it stays in my closet. Meanwhile, I'm just trying to take care of myself now until I can get this out of my life. I'll keep you updated though. Wish me the best. Send me good vibes. It's been a difficult time. I'll leave this on a chipper note. One episode you said, I think we can all agree that the bride has shit herself. It made me laugh out loud while I was doing the dishes, so thank you for that. And he signs off. Or she signs off because it's anonymous. Yeah, yeah, you've done that well, Kev. Well, I can't say your name, obviously, but I will say that that is intense, and it's intensely wonderful. I mean, it's intensely wonderful from a, you know, an evidence or an evidential gathering story. It sounds like you're in the midst of a shit storm, though, and I do not envy you one bit. Last week, of course, off the back of that, off the back of the stories last week, I did ask out for some help because they were really horrible stories, similar to that one. Tempted to do it again with that story. So if you think you can help with that story, then do email us and I'll pass it on to the writer of the story. We did have a few people get in touch last week with help for the two people in last week's episode, and I forwarded, or I will be forwarding, those details on. But yeah, thank. I'm not going to say your name, obviously, but thank you. And if anything else, you know who you are. I'm going to reply to you now to ask how you're getting on. And you'll know this because you'll receive the email. Yeah. But wow, what a tale. It is interesting, isn't it? You know, you're saying that. I'm going to say, have you heard of this Buddhist thing called a tulpa? I think we've touched on it. And you guys are quite intelligent, you know, in terms of the paranormal. I expect that because you're listening to the show. And we're not like other shows in terms of the way we'll patronise you and say, and that's where ghosts come from. But I will say, if you've not heard of a tulpa, which you probably have, so forgive me if I'm preaching to the choir, but a tulpa is a Tibetan thought form. I don't think it's Buddhist. It might be. I don't know. But it's a Tibetan thought form. And the idea of it is, and you've touched on it in that email, that you can think something into being, and the more attention you pay it, it can, you know, form more of a life for itself. In Kev's personal opinion, I think that religion is a bit of a tulpa. I think that gods didn't exist and demons didn't exist, but the amount of belief, i.e. people, thousands and millions of people praying to them week on week, has now created a god. So I think there now is a god. Yeah. But anyway, that's going off track. So I do completely believe that the more attention you pay something, the realer it will become. And that seems to be what you're backing up there in your story. It's like, you know, that's why they say you should never say a witch's name. This is an old English thing, apparently, but you don't say a witch's name because each time that you mention its name, it gives it strength and it could come back from the dead and all this. Carry on. So, yeah, thank you so much for that email, and I do hope it gets better. It's a shorter episode than we've been getting used to, and that's because I feel like dog poo. There's no other reason for it. So Next week, we'll hopefully be right as rain. We'll be back with more of your amazing stories. We've got some cracking ones that I've not had a chance to read out because I want to do them justice. I needed to say that one, though, because that one was great. I'm not saying the others aren't, but you know. So if you've got a story and you want it read out, send it over to contact@talkaboutghosts.com and I will read it out. Again, if you want to hear more of me this week, then sign up to the Patreon, patreon.com/ we need to talk about ghosts. There for just $5 a month. There's other pay structures as well, but for $5 a month, you'll get a weekly additional Patreon only podcast. You'll also get to see all the videos that we've put up there today, which is me and Becca trying to contact the dead using a pendulum, which is quite funny, actually, because it didn't work. Spoiler alert. Okay, so I love you guys, and I will see you all next week. Tatty bye, tatty bye. My name is Peter English III, and I am the ghost. Oh, the ghost, honest to God, host your bellend. You need to go to bed. You need to go to bed.